Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chris Parks and we're going to be talking about birds. Good morning to you, Chris.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
Chris, you are a member of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists in Cass County. And I'm wondering, we're going to talk a bird count. How many times have you done this?
This is our third year rebooting the count. There's been ones that have been done in the area before, but this is our third year getting
third
it going
annual.
Again.
Yeah, yes, yep. Great. Well, you know, most people, I think about looking at birds in the summertime, not in the middle of winter, and we're kind of there. So tell us what the purpose is.
Well, the purpose of this is it's an Audubon Society event. They do this every year, and it's all across the country and actually all across some different locations throughout North America. And what they're trying to do is get a good count of bird populations, trying to see what trends are each year. So if you're doing the counts consistently, that gives them a better idea of, okay, how many did they see this year compared to a couple years ago? Are we seeing an incline or a decline of certain species? Are they moving around to different areas? You know, are you seeing more of a certain bird somewhere else rather than where they were before? And the reason they do it in the winter is because you're going to get more of your birds that are consistent year-round visitors. You know, so these are birds that are always here, that are here. Of course, there's going to be a few outliers, you know, some that stay.
The brave ones or something,
yep. But it gives them a good count of where those birds are kind of native to year-round, what those numbers are like.
Okay. So when are you doing this?
This is coming up on December 29th. It's a Saturday. And we'll be doing it from 8 o'clock until 4:30. So we're meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning at Cold Spring State Park in Lewis to kind of split up into our groups. And then we do kind of different sections of the day. So in the morning, typically what we've done is go do some of our more walking. So we'll go to different parks and areas that we think are going to be good to find birds and do that. And then we kind of meet and regather in the middle of the day at Pizza Ranch, have some lunch, and then go back out and we do more of a driving tour trying to spot birds in the afternoon.
We'll remind folks here at the end again about the date and the time. So if somebody's interested, and I know you've had people interested in the past, what kind of preparation do you need to do?
Well, it always helps to have a little bit of that, you know, identification knowledge. So if you can scan through a file about area birds and look through a bird book for a little bit and try to, you know, understand some markings. Most people, I think, are familiar with some of the common ones that they see every day. And, of course, those are the ones we're going to see more here during the winter, so that makes it a little bit easier. But otherwise, you know, just, I guess, you get used to spotting as you're going along, you know, kind of keeping in mind that I do that sometimes when I'm driving somewhere and kind of think, oh, I'll keep my eyes out and see what I can spot on the way. And then also, of course, you know, things to bring along with you would be a bird book would be helpful. Binoculars, obviously, to help you spot and identify a little bit better. And that's really about all you need.
Okay, and be prepared to be outside. And and the way weather has been here late December, you maybe don't have to bundle up, but take a look at the forecast. Listen to KJAN weather so you can be prepared when you come outside to be comfortable. And who knows, it could be soggy rather than frozen. I mean, you kind of need to look at what might be underfoot as well as
definitely need to be prepared for the conditions. And we will be doing some walking, you know, and we kind of leave it up to each individual person. Whatever you're comfortable doing, that's what we'll let you do. You know, if we go to a place where we're actually going to be walking a little bit more, and you don't want to do that, you can kind of just maybe hang out near the parking lot, you know, and try to find an area where it's good to sit and observe.
And you might find something nobody else does.
Exactly. And that's part of what we need, too. So, yeah, it's up to your comfort level. And then, yeah, dress for the weather. And then we do encourage everybody to bring a piece of Blaze Orange as well with them because it still is deer season and we will be in some parks where that could still be going on.
And does each person need something maybe to write on? Is that a good idea?
That would be helpful if you do bring a little notepad with you. Usually we try to do is have a group leader that's got, we give everybody, each group, a sheet and kind of to check off as we go. So we try to do it so that everybody's reporting to that one person and then getting those numbers gathered up in one location, because it can be hard sometimes. You got all kinds of people doing it and try to get to numbers together and get them right. But yeah, it's helpful to have something that maybe to keep in your mind before you get back to the group leader and tell them, hey, this is what I saw and counted.
So since this is the third year, I want you to look back a little bit, think back. Was there anything that people spotted that they were sort of surprised about?
Yeah, we've had some pretty good success here the last 2 years. So the year we started it, I pulled out the stats here from each one, and we had 28 species that we saw during that count week the first year that we did it. So they do allow a count week bird. So if it's the week of the count and somebody sees something really unique, we can mention that week we saw this species. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be that particular day. But on those days, we've seen some pretty cool stuff. Especially when it comes to waterfowl, that's usually where you're going to see some of your outliers and the different ones that are here. We saw a canvasback, common merganser. Those were both count week birds that first week we did it. And, of course, then we were able to spot a good number of bald eagles and some turkeys. So that's always
fun
to see. Yeah. And then the second year, we ended up actually finding more species. We hit 34 species the second year that we did it.
Either more birds or sharper eyes.
Yeah, that probably a little bit of both. We saw some sharp-shin hawks and Cooper's hawks, which are pretty common, but sometimes they can be tough to spot and identify. So that was fun to see that. And some other waterfowl along the way, too.
Do you ever see owls at this time of day?
Yeah, we have spotted a few on the count before. They're harder, obviously, to track down during the daytime, but, you know, you can find them. You can see them, and especially if you have somebody that's really skilled at that, like Laura Canning, who will be helping with that. She's pretty good at that. If you can hear them, you can count them as well. So if you can identify by the call, then we can get them on the list, too. Yep.
So is there a website or two that people could go to ahead of time? I'm thinking both in the hearing, since you mentioned the sounds, as well as kind of checking out their knowledge.
Yeah, if you go to christmasbirdcount.org, it'll give you all the details about how they're doing the whole count. The Audubon Society's got a whole list of stuff, and they even have a section that says, I'm interested in being a count, and they give you some of those pointers and tips. And then the Audubon also has a really good free app that you can download on your phone if you're looking into identification. It gives you pictures, and then it does give you access to some sound as well, so you can listen to some of those calls and get better at that part of it too.
Carry it with you.
Yeah.
You don't. Yep. Yes, that's wonderful. And I guess if you're really interested, if you really want to get into this, because I'm sure you have some people that have been doing this quite a while, and some others who are getting interested. You know, you could go to those sites anytime.
Yeah.
And kind of get ready and explore a little bit. So, what's the age? What age people should be participating?
This can be anybody. I've had some of my kids come along with me, and they like to stare out the window and help out as well. So, it can be anybody. We encourage that. I mean, it's a fun family thing to do if you get together. And if that's the case, you come out as a group of four, five, six or whatever, we'll say, hey, you guys can stick together and have some fun with it. Well, here's some area to go see today and cover that ground. And, yeah, it can be all age levels. Everybody's got, as long as you got that either good listening skills or good vision, you can do this.
And it's a good way to learn, to be with other people. So you and Laura kind of lay out the travel path, the places to go.
Yeah. Laura did a really nice job the first year. We decided to redo this. We set our count circle with Audubon. It gets approved. And then after that, then we can kind of do our plan of attack. And, she made some really great GIS mappings so that we can look and see, you know, what's out there, what parks we want to go to. So we give everybody a little sheet that's got some areas highlighted and then some driving routes that we've taken the last couple of years to give people an idea where to go.
If somebody wants more information, who should they contact? You, Laura, what do they do?
Yeah, either way, you can contact Laura at Cass County Conservation or myself here either at the station, or my cell phone is 712 520-2103 and let us know. We would like to know if you're planning on attending. We do have a Facebook event created that folks can go check out through Cass County Conservation to say that they're coming. That helps us know a little bit and what kind of numbers we have. We like to at least have a group of 10, but we can go to as many as we want. So okay. The more the merrier, for
sure. Probably need to know how many pizza places you need.
Yeah.
Seats for pizza eating. So remind us date, and I think you have, in case of bad weather, a date. What are those dates? And again, the meeting time.
Yeah, the December 29th, we'll meet at 8 o'clock at Cold Spring State Park to break up into our groups and then get going. We go till about 4:30. We do have that break at noon for lunch on your own there at Pizza Ranch. And then in the backup weather date is the following Saturday on the 5th of January. That's the last actual day you can do the Christmas bird count, so that would be our backup.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris Parks, for visiting with us about the annual Christmas bird count. Until next time, here's a thought from Charles Dickens. Cheerfulness and contentment are great beautifiers, are famous preservers of good looks.